Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The FBI is looking for outside contractors to monitor social media for potential threats, setting up a possible conflict with Facebook and other companies over privacy. The FBI is soliciting proposals for a social media so-called early alerting tool in order to identify possible threats. For a closer look at this issue, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rachel Levinson-Waldman, Senior Counsel for the Brennan Center for Justice's Liberty and National Security Program. Thank you for joining us this morning. Is this sort of monitoring possible without invading our privacy, or are we going to have to make some sacrifices?
So I don't think this kind of monitoring is possible without invading our privacy, and I also don't think that it's the kind of sacrifice that we need to stay safe. There's no evidence, there's no data showing that this kind of broad-scale monitoring is effective in any way. And so I think the privacy and security that we would need to give up isn't worth the trade-off.
So let's talk about social media and what might be gleaned from a local police agencies, for example, routinely keep an eye out for signs of, for example, in our area, sideshows, you know, where people get together with their cars and cause trouble in the street. Is there any value for law enforcement to monitor social media?
I think there can absolutely be useful information on social media, and I don't think any of this is to say that there's absolutely no role that social media can play for law enforcement, right? Certainly, if there's an indication that an identified person or group is involved in criminal activity, if it's part of a lawful investigation, even if there's a public safety purpose that's kind of divorced from First Amendment activity, there are potentially ways that that could be carried out. But that's very different from this large-scale kind of discretionary standardless monitoring.
What about keeping everything in-house? I mean, does Facebook do anything at this point to monitor for these sorts of threats? And would they be able to do so and still protect people's privacy?
So Facebook already does do quite a bit in-house. Obviously, they have their own terms of service. They have community standards that govern what people can and can't do on the platform and the kinds of speech that are consistent with those community standards. And so typically, hate speech, threats, seems like things like that aren't consistent with the community standards. And Facebook does have policies and practices in place to look for that and take it down. And then also one of the things that they have and that we've been pushing for more of is also mechanisms in place in case somebody says, hey, my content was taken down erroneously, to appeal that and have some way to follow that through.
As this story has been reported, what the FBI was planning to do or is asking for proposals to do would be to monitor publicly available information on Facebook, not pose as somebody's friend or go any deeper than that. Are there any issues around that of merely saying it's out there, we're looking at it?
Sure. I mean, I think you're right to say that doing something like undercover accounts, connecting with people surreptitiously, those sort of raise, you know, whole additional issues. But even looking at what we think of publicly available information, you know, there's a lot of information that people put up because they expect it to be viewed by their friends. Maybe they're not great about setting their privacy settings, but they're not expecting law enforcement. They're not expecting the FBI to come and look at that information. And it's often very contextual, right? Somebody will put something up that's, it's song lyrics, it's a private joke, it's a reference to something in popular culture. And the idea that the FBI could be making very high stakes decisions based on that, I think is really alarming.
So is there any happy point that we could all agree and meet on this without violating people's privacy?
Well, I think having law enforcement do this kind of wide-scale social media monitoring, I think, is never going to be a great idea. It's not going to be effective, and it's also very likely to hit certain vulnerable communities and communities of color harder. I think one of the things that we see, if there is a real threat, if there is a real concern, is that often that actually does get reported to law enforcement, right? It's not the case that law enforcement is blind and not able to undertake the investigations that they need to do if they can't see every single thing that's posted on social media.
Thanks for your time this morning. Rachel Levinson-Waldman, Senior Counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice's Liberty and National Security Program.